from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
At about shortly after 10 this morning, we're sitting out on the back porch having our coffee, and deer come running out from behind our shed, which we see a lot. They live back there. They come here and, you know, they graze. But the deer stopped and made really awful noises. And I have never heard a deer make any noises ever before. And these were like croaking noises that they were really alarming noises. And the deer was back and forth, and all of a sudden took off like a bat out of hell. and we heard disturbance. There was obviously something back there. Never actually saw the bear, but like I said, the other wildlife came running out of there. So, and then the cops showed up and went, there's a bear here. And we're like, oh yeah, we figured that.
I mean, it's not every day that a bear comes through these. I mean, we were talking to someone before and it's been years since there was the last bear sighting. I mean, what do you make of just the fact that this all happened on a regular Tuesday in the end of July?
Well, it's the most excitement we've had on Hopkins Road since I moved here 15 years ago. But I remember years ago, maybe 10 or 12 years ago, they spotted a bear in the Eastern Hills parking lot. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you've heard of it. You've seen, you know, it's a thing you've heard of. They killed one up on Campbell Road a few years ago in Amherst. So it's, you know, it's a thing. It's a thing. I mean, I know there are wild animals back there, so bear, maybe. I don't know.
Have you talked to any of the other neighbors, your neighbor that is kind of having the situation right now with his?
I haven't talked to him. We don't really talk. He had a stroke, and he's not in great shape, so I don't know really what his story is anymore. But you can tell why the bear is back there. His yard is filled with debris. Lots of places for an animal to hide, and there are a bunch of wild apple and pear trees back there, so there is there's a lot of food sources. So, you know, it would be easy to understand why there would be animals back there. And what the police just told me is he's sleeping. The bear is sleeping back of John's house somewhere. Can't see. I mean, they told me not to walk along my fence, so I'm staying out of there because they keep chasing me away.
And you said it was more marshy back there, a land that's...
You know what? It's dry now, But it has, I mean, there's a wetland back there. It can be. So it goes down, but you can see how far down it goes as you go south. So yeah, there's some low and constantly, muddy, wet spots back there. A lot of it was ash forest when we moved in 15 years ago, and emerald ash borer killed all the ash trees. So there's a lot of trees down, and it's pretty impenetrable back there. For this part of Amherst, you'd think, oh, there's nothing like that. Yes, there is. It's literally, and there are parts you can't even get through without a machete.
In normal circumstances, that would almost be the ideal spot for a bear. But
it would absolutely be.
Amount of residential areas now around here.
Like I said, we've got hawks, we've got deer, we've got, there's a den of foxes back there. We saw a kit this summer. So there's a lot of wild animals that live back there. It doesn't surprise me that there's a bear back there. I mean, how it got here, they come up from Allegheny, is what I was told, which is a long way for this was not a big bear. So it's a long way for a bear to run.
Did you get a look at him at all today, or did you see the pictures?
We saw movement and we heard, noises back there. We didn't actually see the bear, but we could see it chasing other animals. So the deer did not like it back there anymore.
Are you hoping that they just maybe try to tranquilize the bear or let it move on its own?
From what the police told me so far, they can't shoot it. The state doesn't allow that. It's probably not that dangerous because it's not a huge bear. And, they said, oh, well, we're going to try to relocate it. Whether that means tranquilizing, trapping, I saw two DEC agents go back there, but I haven't heard that they have an actual plan. All they told me was, look, let it sleep for now, and, at night something will happen. It doesn't sound necessarily a good idea to me, because I don't want it on my back porch tonight, which it could... it hops over these fences like nothing. So at least that's what they said. And the photo that the policeman, I think it was Officer Caputi, showed me, he was taking a few, was right by that fence there. You could see the fence and so it was right here.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.